Talk Talk English, Stage 5, Textbook CD. Section 1. What's wrong? What's the matter? Cold. Cough. The flu. Stomachache. Headache. Backache. Sore throat. Fever. Toothache. Look at the pictures on page 1 of your book. Now, listen to the questions and answers. What's wrong with Danny?
He has a cold.
What's the matter with Anna?
She has a fever.
What's wrong with Jane?
She has a headache.
What's the matter with Pete?
Pete has a toothache.
Conjunction. Orange juice. Take medicine. Rest. Doctor. Hospital. When is sometimes used as a conjunction? Listen to the dialogue.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Hi, Jane. I'm still sick. I have a sore throat and a fever.
Are you taking any medicine?
Yes, I am, but I still feel bad. What do you do when you have a cold?
I rest and drink lots of orange juice when I have a cold, but I think that you have the flu.
Really? What do you do when you have the flu?
When I have the flu, I go to the doctor or maybe to the hospital.
Okay, I'll go and see the doctor today. Thanks, Jane.
Okay, Danny. Take care.
Should. Dentist. Advice. If. Broken. Listen to the dialogue.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Hi, Pete. Not so good. I have a toothache.
Really? You should go to the dentist.
Yes, I think so too. I think my tooth is broken.
Ouch! Then you should go to the dentist right now.
Okay, I will.
Look at the pictures on page 5 of your book. Now listen and repeat. Coat. Gloves. Scarf. Boots. Sweater. Jumper. Raincoat. Umbrella. Shorts. Sandals. Bikini. Freezing. Now listen to the dialogue.
Is it going to be hot tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I think it's going to rain tomorrow afternoon, so you should wear a hat, a coat, and boots.
Should I take an umbrella with me?
Yes, if it rains tomorrow, you should take an umbrella with you.
Okay, I will. Are you going to the countryside next weekend?
Yes, I am.
You should take sandals and shorts, because I think it's going to be hot next weekend.
Okay, I will. Thanks for the advice, Pete.
Offer. Make. Help. Fix. Will is used to make offers. Listen to the dialogue. Jane is visiting Danny because he has the flu.
Hey, Danny. How are you feeling?
Hi, Jane. I feel really sick. I don't have any more medicine.
Oh, I'll go and buy some for you.
And I'm really hungry and thirsty.
Okay, I'll make you some tea and some food.
Oh, and my TV is broken.
Okay, I'll fix it for you.
Thanks, Jane. You're a good friend.
That's okay, Danny. When I'm sick, I'll call you to help me.
Sure, Jane. No problem.
First conditional. Possibility. Real. Situation. Might. Fail. Pass. Exam. The first conditional is used to talk about possibility in real situations. Listen to the dialogue.
So, what are you doing this weekend, Pete?
Well, if the weather is nice, I'll probably go to the countryside.
What if the weather is not very nice?
If the weather is not very nice, I'll stay home and watch some movies. What about you?
If it rains, I might go to the cinema. If it's sunny, I might go to the beach or to the park.
If it rains, I might come to the cinema with you.
Okay, cool. But I also need to study for my exam. If I don't study, I might fail, and I really want to pass this exam.
I'm sure you'll pass the exam.
Review. Now, answer these questions. What do you do when you have a toothache? What do you do when you have a cold? I have the flu. What should I do? If it's cold tomorrow, what should I wear? If it's nice this weekend, what will you do? If it rains tomorrow, what will you wear? Dictation 1. I think I have the flu. You should see the doctor and rest. I'll bring you some medicine. If you have a broken leg, you should go to the hospital. It's going to be freezing tomorrow. What should I wear? You should wear a hat, a scarf, boots, and gloves. Where should I go on holiday? You should go to Vietnam. What will you do if the weather is nice tomorrow? I might go to the countryside if it's hot tomorrow. Section 2. Job. Profession. Accountant. Engineer. Nurse. Chef. Waiter. Waitress. Police officer. Protect. Serve. Remember, you can ask, what do you do? What's your job? Or, what's your profession? To ask about somebody's job. Listen to the dialogue.
What does your sister do, Jane?
She's a nurse.
Does she work at the hospital?
Yes, she does. She loves being a nurse because she likes helping people.
What's your brother's job?
I have 3 brothers. One of them is a chef in a restaurant. One is an accountant. And the other one is an engineer.
I only have 1 sister. She's a waitress and a student.
Does she like being a waitress?
No, she doesn't. She prefers studying to being a waitress. But she needs the money. She wants to be a police officer when she finishes university.
Really? Why does she want to be a police officer?
Because she likes protecting people.
Subject: Maths, History, Geography, Art, Foreign Language, Science, Chemistry, Physics, Biology, Good at, Bad at, Better at, Worse at, Become. Listen to the dialogue.
So, what subjects are you good at, Pete?
I'm good at chemistry and biology.
Are you better at history or geography?
I'm bad at history, but I'm worse at geography.
I'm good at history and geography, but I'm better at maths and foreign languages. I love learning languages.
What do you want to become?
I want to become a teacher. I love working with children. What about you?
I want to work with computers.
Choose. Major. Decide. Career. Listen to the dialogue.
I can't decide on a major, Mr. Jones.
Well, you're good at chemistry and biology. Maybe you should major in one of those subjects.
I know, but I don't really enjoy those subjects.
What do you want to do in the future?
I think I want a career in computers.
If you want a career in computers, maybe you should study computer science.
Thanks, Mr. Jones. That's good advice.
Rich. Handsome. Actor. Actress. Pop star. Sports star. Famous. Listen to the dialogue.
Would you rather be rich or famous, Pete?
I'd rather be rich. Would you rather be an actress or a pop star?
I'd rather be a pop star. Would you rather be a sports star or an actor?
I'd rather be a sports star, like David Beckham.
Succeed. Successful. Business administration. Economics. International. Hard. Lazy. Try. Listen to Ken's advice on how to succeed in business.
Hi, I'm Ken. I am a successful businessman. If you want to become a successful businessman, you should major in business administration or economics. You should learn English because it's an international language. You should study hard every day. You shouldn't be lazy. You shouldn't be afraid to fail. You should always try your best.
Review. Answer the questions. What was your best subject at school? Do you think biology is easier than physics? I'm good at maths. What should I become? I want to become a teacher. What should I study? Would you rather be rich or famous? Dictation 2. What's your profession? I'm an accountant. What do you do? I'm a nurse. I work in a hospital. Were you good at science when you were at school? Yes, I was. I was good at chemistry, physics, and biology. If my brother wants to be a lawyer, what major should he study? He should study law. Is he good at learning foreign languages? No, he's not. Would you rather be rich or famous? I'd rather be famous. Would you rather be beautiful or intelligent? I'd rather be intelligent. Section 3. Architect. Professor. Own. Beauty salon. Listen to the dialogue. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Tim.
Tell me about your family, Jane.
My father is a history professor, and my mother is an architect. What about your parents?
My father is a mechanic, and my mother owns a small business.
What kind of business does she own?
She owns a small beauty salon. Grandparents. Grandmother. Grandfather. Retired. Used to. Listen to the dialogue.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Jane.
Tell me about your grandparents, Tim.
My grandfather used to work as an accountant, but he's retired now.
What about your grandmother?
She used to be a nurse, but now she's retired too. Smoke. Quit. Video games. Teenager. Ride a bike. Babysit. Kid. Listen to the dialogue. Danny and Jane are talking about the past.
Did you used to play video games when you were a teenager, Jane?
No, I didn't. I hated playing video games. I used to play a lot of sports when I was younger. What did you used to do when you were younger?
I used to play football and tennis. Did you used to smoke?
Yes, I used to smoke. But I quit when I had kids.
I love kids. I used to babysit my little sister when I was a teenager.
That's nice.
Nowadays. In the past. All day. True. Everywhere. Complain. Listen to the dialogue. Pete's grandparents are talking about kids nowadays.
What do you think of kids today?
I think kids today are lazy.
Why do you think that?
When I was young, I used to play outside every day. Nowadays, kids play video games and watch TV all day.
That's true. In the past, kids used to walk everywhere. Nowadays, kids complain if they need to walk to school.
Competition. Hard. Pressure. Wrong. Listen to the dialogue. Pete and Sophie are talking about kids today.
My grandparents always complain about kids today, but I think they're wrong.
What do you mean?
I think being a kid today is harder than in the past. There is more competition for good universities and good jobs nowadays. Kids need to work a lot harder in school today.
That's true. Also, there is a lot of pressure to become successful nowadays.
Listen to Vera talking about kids today.
My name is Vera. When I was a girl, kids used to respect their teachers and parents. But these days, kids are impolite and lazy. I used to run everywhere when I was a teenager. Nowadays, kids prefer to stay inside and play video games or watch TV.
Review. Answer the questions. What did your grandfather used to do when he was younger? What did you used to do when you were a kid? What does your mother do? Do you think kids are lazy these days? Dictation 3. What does your father do? He's a mechanic. What about your mother? She owns a beauty salon. What is your grandfather's job? He's retired now, but he used to be an architect. He thinks that kids are getting lazier these days. He used to run everywhere when he was a kid. Did you used to ride a bike when you were younger? No, I didn't. But I used to play a lot of sport. Section 4. Get fat. Lose weight. Get fit. Junk food. Healthy. Unhealthy. Listen to the dialogue.
I'm getting fat. I want to lose some weight.
You should go to the gym if you want to get fit.
I hate going to the gym.
What kind of exercise do you like?
I think playing basketball is fun.
Okay. You should play basketball more, and you shouldn't eat junk food. Eating junk food is very unhealthy.
But I love eating junk food.
Well, losing weight isn't easy.
Fitness trainer. Program. Diet. Light. Cereal. Lean. Helpful. No problem. Now, listen to the dialogue. Danny is meeting with Gary, a fitness trainer. Gary is going to make a fitness program for Danny.
So, Gary, what do I need to do?
You should come to the gym 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
How often should I run?
You should run on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. You can rest on Sundays.
What about my diet? What should I eat for breakfast?
Good question. You should always eat healthy food. You can have a light breakfast of cereal and fruit.
What should I eat for lunch?
You should eat lean meat or fish with vegetables or a salad.
What should I have for dinner?
You can have the same thing, vegetables, lean meat, fish, salads, etc. Don't eat a lot of junk food.
I often eat late. Is that okay?
No, not really. You should eat dinner early.
Thanks. That's very helpful.
No problem, Danny. That's what I'm here for.
Great! Jealous. A lot. Free time. Wish. Listen to the dialogue. It's 1 month later. Danny is talking to Jane again.
Danny, you look great.
Thanks. I lost 10 kilos.
I'm jealous. I wish I could lose some weight.
You should talk to my fitness trainer, Gary.
Maybe I will. I used to exercise a lot, but I'm so busy now. I wish I had more free time.
Well, badly, fluently. Listen to the dialogue.
I'm really bad at speaking French. I wish I could speak French fluently.
I wish I could play football better. I play really badly. I wish I had a fitness trainer to make me better at football.
I wish that I could go on holiday to France. Then I could speak French with French people.
I wish that we were rich. Then we could do what we wanted.
Listen to Betty's wish list.
I'm not happy. I wish I could change my job. I wish I had a better car. I wish I were taller and more beautiful. I wish I could play the guitar and sing well. I also wish I could travel around the world.
Review. Answer the questions. I want to lose weight. What should I do? What shouldn't I eat if I want to lose weight? What do you wish you could do? What do you wish you had? What do you wish you were? Dictation 4. If you want to lose weight, you should go to the gym. When people get fat, they should do exercise. You should eat lean meat and fish. You shouldn't eat junk food. I wish I could get fit quickly. He wishes he had a fast car. She wishes she could play the guitar. Do you wish that you could speak English fluently? Yes. I wish I were better at speaking English. My sister wishes she could cook well. My brother wishes that he could swim fast. Section 5. Rule. Break the rules. Get in trouble. Follow the rules. Must. In school, at work, and on the street, there are rules. If you break the rules, you will get in trouble. If you follow the rules, you won't get in trouble. The verb must is often used to talk about rules. There are many rules in class. Listen and repeat the class rules.
You must not use your phone in class. You must bring your book to class every day. You must not smoke in class. You must answer questions in class. You must not talk to your friends in class.
Alcohol. On time. Steal. There are also many rules at work. Listen and repeat.
You must not smoke in the office. You can smoke outside. You must not drink alcohol at work. You must come to work on time. You must not steal from the office.
You can bring food into the office.
Throw. Trash. Helmet. Seat belt. Drive. Stop. On the street, there are also many rules. Listen and repeat.
You must not throw trash on the street. You must wear a helmet when you are riding a motorbike. You must wear a seatbelt when you are driving a car. You must stop at a red light. You must not drive too fast. You must not drive after drinking alcohol.
Second conditional. Unreal. Charity. Would. Spend time with. Travel. Volunteer. Garden. The second conditional is used to talk about unreal situations. Listen to the dialogue.
So, what would you do if you had $1 million, Jane?
If I had $1 million, I would give it to charity to help other people.
Really? I wouldn't give any money to charity. If I had $1 million, I would travel and spend the rest on a big house with a garden.
Would you volunteer?
No, I wouldn't. I would spend my time and my money on my family and friends.
Where would you live?
If I could live anywhere, I would live in Japan. Where would you live?
I would stay here. I love my home.
That's boring. If I had $1 million, I would do interesting things.
Listen to Vera's rules for kindergarten kids.
You must not eat with your mouth open. You must not pick your nose. You must be quiet while Vera is sleeping. You must not steal candy. You must not cry. You must share with the other children.
Review. Answer these questions. What is one rule in class? What must you not do when you are driving a car? What must you not do at work? What would you buy if you were a millionaire? If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live? If you could have any talent, what would you be able to do? Dictation 5. When you are at work, you must not smoke in the office. When you are at school, you must not use your mobile phone in class. You must not drink alcohol before you drive a car. You must wear a seat belt while driving. If I could travel anywhere in the world, I would go to South America. If he could have any job, he would be a doctor. If I were a millionaire, I would buy a house in the countryside. If I could have any superpower, I would be able to fly. Section 6. Traffic. Pollution. Rush hour. Public transportation. Enough. Park. Subway system. Library. Sports centre. Listen to the dialogue. Danny and Jane are talking about their city.
So, do you like living here, Jane?
Yes, I like living here. But there's too much pollution in winter.
Yes, it's because there is too much traffic.
Yes, there are too many people in this city.
Do you think there is enough public transportation?
No, there aren't enough buses. This city needs a subway system.
Yes, and also there aren't enough parks and sports centers.
I agree. And there aren't enough libraries.
Maybe this city isn't a good place to live.
Crowded. Noisy. Peaceful. Modern. Clean. Dirty. Crime. Criminal. Listen to the dialogue.
I think this city is too dirty.
You're right. It's modern, but it's not clean enough. It's too noisy at night, too. I want to live in a more peaceful city.
Yes, that's because there are too many bars and discos.
I want to live in a city that is not too dangerous and that is clean enough. There is too much crime here.
Yes, this city isn't safe enough because there are too many criminals.
I think we're getting old, Danny.
I think so too.
Increase. Decrease. Amount. Number. Employment. Unemployment. Poverty. President. Reduce. Listen to the dialogue.
Do you think that the amount of pollution is increasing?
Yes, I do. It's because the number of cars is increasing.
All the bad things are increasing. Poverty and unemployment are increasing.
Yes, I wish we could decrease the amount of poverty in this city.
If I were the president, I would build apartments for poor people.
Yes, and I would give everybody a job to reduce the amount of unemployment.
I wish it were that easy.
Review. Answer these questions. Do you think there is too much traffic in this city? Do you think there are too many cars in this city? Do you think there are enough buses in this city? Is this city too noisy? Is this city safe enough? If you were the mayor of this city, what would you do to improve the city? Dictation 6. Do you think that there is too much traffic in this city? Yes, there are too many cars. There aren't enough libraries in this city. This city needs a subway system. This city isn't developed enough. And it's too dirty. I like this city because it's very peaceful. But it's not clean enough, and there aren't enough police officers. It's too dangerous here. If I were the mayor of this city,
I would improve the public transportation system.